This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open to you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. They come to us from Klass Financial, the website, klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klass Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. It's a beautiful day.
It is a fantastic day. Looks like a great day ahead. We've got a great conversation ahead as well. Eric, how have you been?
I have been doing great, Sean. Glad to be back on the show.
It's great to have you guys both along again with us this week, and we've got a lot of ground to cover. We're, of course, getting ready. I know preparation is super important in the business of financial planning, and it's never too early to talk tax season and tax time, but we're going to talk about not necessarily about taxes. We're going to talk about getting organized as tax season is coming up upon us, and some great information ahead. Again, if you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. One of the really cool things that we do here on the program is the Klass Quiz Quest Week. This week, got a chance to win a fantastic prize, a $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A from our friends at Klass Financial. A little tip, if you listen closely to the program, typically the question and answer to the Klass Quiz Question Week come up during the program. And before we talk about tax season and getting organized sooner than later, let's take a look back at last week's Klass Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so we had a great conversation last week talking about distributions from your retirement accounts, especially if you plan to retire early, and what kind of penalties you might face. So the question of the week last week was, is the following statement true or false? Generally, if you withdraw funds from your IRAs before age 59 and a half, you'll trigger an IRS tax penalty of 10%. So Rita of McFarland, congratulations to her, correctly answered true. If you do withdraw those funds before age 59 and a half, you may trigger that 10% penalty. So be careful. Make sure you know what you're doing before you do it.
Yeah, very good stuff. And again, we'll have another Klass Quiz Question of the Week this week as well. And get ready. I will probably screw it up by saying the wrong amount. But No, me never happens. Perfect. Always. $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A. So again, listen closely to the programs we talk with Malia and Eric this week. So as mentioned, we've got a few months still until tax season upon us. But it's probably a good time to be getting organized. Isn't it?
Absolutely, Sean. I know that procrastination when it comes to your taxes is something of a national pastime for us as Americans.
Yes.
But, you know, in most things, a little bit of planning can go a long way in reducing your headache when tax time comes. As a quick disclaimer before we dive into this, I know we've said this before, but we'll say it again. We like to remind the listeners that we are not accountants here at Klass Financial, so you should seek out a tax professional to help answer questions on your specific situation. However, we do work with clients and with their accountants on a regular basis, so we have accumulated some knowledge and good practices over the years. As you said, Sean, we're still several months away from the 2023 tax filing deadline, which will be April 18th of next year. But it's a good time to start thinking about your tax strategy. And one of the biggest aspects of that is deciding who will actually prepare your taxes. So the IRS tells us that in 2021, more than half of all returns that were filed were done with the help of a tax professional. And I'm sure everyone can imagine we get asked this all the time by clients. Should they hire an accountant or should they prepare their taxes themselves? Many people say they don't want to spend the money on it, or maybe their taxes are really simple, so they don't need help with it and they can do it themselves. And that can be true. But what we're going to look at today are some reasons why you may actually wish to use a tax professional. So the first one, and I think this is probably the most straightforward one, is just the peace of mind you gain from basically passing off that that responsibility of doing your taxes and doing them correctly. So being able to just pass that off to a professional is generally pretty valuable to people. Professional tax preparers are also paid to keep up with the tax code changes from year to year. Our tax code is ever changing, as we all know, and I think the instructions that come with the forms never seem to get any easier to understand. So having someone who specializes in tax preparation as your translator, will say, that can be really, really valuable. And despite the fact that it does cost some money to hire a tax preparer, it can actually end up saving you money if your tax preparer finds even one deduction or tax credit that you might have missed. That can easily pay for the fee that you're paying to the professional to begin with. In addition to that, making mistakes can be really costly. So missing a deduction or doing something incorrectly on your tax return and inviting the IRS to come back and take another look at your return, that can be really, really costly. And just in general, working with a tax preparer is going to save you some time, not only on the preparation of the actual return. I mean, I think anyone who's done their own taxes knows that it can be a pretty long process, but working with a tax professional can also reduce the likelihood on the back end that we're actually looking at an audit or just having to clarify something with the IRS.
Really?
And Go right ahead.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, we're getting really good information here as we talk with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open for you, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and Eric with your question. Sorry about that, Eric. Didn't mean to interrupt, but talking a little bit more about some of the things that people need to consider if they are looking to work with a CPA or a tax preparer to help them with this stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing that we hear from people a lot is when they are having questions when they're actually doing their return, it's not that very easy to just call up the IRS and get someone on the line to answer your questions. You can, but it's probably going to take you a while. Yeah. So having someone to lean on during that time is really valuable. And I think the most important thing, and the thing that we as planners really appreciate as well, is the tax planning that people can do outside of tax time when they're working with a tax professional. So a lot of people generally think of doing your taxes as a spring activity, but many of the big decisions you have to make that actually impact your return are going to happen at different times of the year. So things like deciding whether or not to convert funds from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, which we've talked about on the show before, or deciding whether or not you can take on capital gains in your after-tax investment account. These types of things have to be determined by the end of the year. And having a tax professional to lean on in those situations is extremely valuable for people. And that brings me to the last point on this is if you do decide that you want to begin working with a tax professional, we really, really encourage people to reach out to someone outside of tax season so that you can establish a relationship with them and basically be able to work with them during a time when they're not just absolutely buried under tax deadlines.
Really good guidance there as we talk about some of the things to do and get ready and get planned and preparing for, of course, it's tax season and some of the great steps you can take and some of the benefits of working with a tax professional. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz, certified financial planner, and Malia Cuevas, both of Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. To get on the air this morning, give us a call at the station, 608-321-1310. More information online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talk about some more things you need to keep in mind when it comes to your 2022 taxes. We'll get the details and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you've got questions, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial have answers for you. Love to get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. You can learn more about Claus Financial online, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, fun game I play is Find the Yams. If you can find the yams on the picture, I'd love to. Malia, have you noticed the yams on the picture yet?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I obsess over your website. And, there's a scene of the bread and the wine. And if you look down, and I've always found it curious, it appears to be two yams on a cutting board. And I thought,
that's interesting. Only you have mentioned that to me. And I'm the one who picked the picture.
You have very good taste, and I look at that. Oh, that's interesting. So answer to Find the Yams. We always have way too much fun doing the show. Talking with Malia and Eric this week from Claus Financial. You can check it out online, clausfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. And, of course, get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. So as we're talking taxes, are there things to keep in mind then when it comes to your 2022 taxes? And are there any tips for folks to be better prepared for next year? And of course, I love this word, any ways to simplify?
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of people, as soon as they heard the word taxes this morning and they're thinking about their summer plans, they just tuned us out. So please do not tune us out, because yes, we are planners and maybe we're over planners, but what Eric said just a few minutes ago is really, really crucial, because this is the time to engage a potential tax professional well before real tax season hits. So develop that relationship sooner than later, because in January when you call, or February, they might not return your call. So really, really listen to that idea. So our idea to simplify right out of the gate is create that tax file, a 2022 tax file. It can be a physical file. It can also be a file on your computer, because obviously a lot of those tax documents that you will be receiving, and those won't come till January or February. We'll talk about those dates, but you want to be ready for when they arrive, especially the physical ones. So create one for this year. We like you to just make sure you have a place to put all these documents in. So when we get to next year, January of next year, that's when we start seeing all of those physical or available electronic documents showing up. And so you're going to have those W-2s, of course, 1099s, which reflect other sources of income. And the 1099s could be for dividends or distributions from pensions and annuities. And we all have those sitting in our physical mailbox usually, or electronically by end of January. But it's all the other investments that you might have tax documents associated with that don't show up till February, and some don't show up till March. And this is where we always run into people trying to file soon, because especially if you're waiting for a refund, who wants to wait for that, right? So having the organization there ready to go, and also understanding the timing of it all, we can't really rush the IRS. Sometimes they'll open up when you can actually file. And you need to have all your documents ready to go, because what we don't want to have is you filing too soon. If you notice that you have a missing document, you're going to end up having to do an amended return anyways. So you really want to be able to have that checklist. So expect those deadlines. Consider, this is why we're doing this show today, is consider where we're at right now. We've just begun August, just a week into August. And we want you to look at your contributions for your traditional or Roth IRAs. And you do have up till April 18th, in this case, of next year, to make sure you have maximized those contributions. So remember that. Up to $6,000 per person under the age of 50 that has earned income, or if you're over 50, $7,000 can go into an IRA for you or your spouse, as long as there's earned income. And then secondarily, check on where you're at with your 401k, 403b, or other retirement plan contributions, the ones that automatically come out of your payroll. Those totals this year are $20,500 if you're under 50, and $27,000, that's with the catch-up, if you're over 50. And this, we get this question every single year, that people call us on December 20th and say, you know, they're not taking out enough for my payroll. Can I do something different, put in an extra payroll contribution next year? It does not work that way. It has to be out before the last paycheck of your year to make sure you've maxed those out. So now is a good checkpoint. If you need to increase your 401k contribution so you can max it out if you're able to, now is a time to be looking at those numbers. And then one other thing people don't know is about unemployment benefits. You need to understand that those are taxable, and people that didn't have any withholding when they got their unemployment need to understand that that does come in as taxable income, and you better account for that or you're going to end up paying more taxes.
Really important information from Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open. Love to hear from you if you got a question. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Some great information, great guidance. If you missed any part of today's program or you want to listen back to any of the previous shows, you can always head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You'll see a little green ribbon that says Money in Motion Podcast. You can listen right there. Also, while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email you receive in your inbox with a snapshot of what's happening in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that's at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. That first appointment, it is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. 608-442-5637. We'll talk a little bit about the cost of and kind of the average cost for a tax preparer, what to expect there. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas. Phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Getting some great information about preparing for tax season and, of course, some things when it comes to your retirement planning that you really want to pay attention to. If you missed what Malia was talking about in that last segment, don't forget you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk cost and what should somebody expect to pay when it comes to hiring a tax preparer to do taxes?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to definitely range depending on the region you live in here in the United States, but some helpful figures, the National Society of Accountants, they're called the NSA, they released a study in February of this year, and they said that for a Form 1040 income tax return, if that's what they're helping you file, and a corresponding state return, it's going to run at least $220 without itemized deductions, around $323 for an itemized form, and then over $900 if they're filing an S-corp for you. So, again, obviously, itemizing, a lot of people are not doing serious itemizing anymore because of the large standard deduction. But if you add in any intricacy like that, you're going to end up with a higher tax bill. So people that tell me, yeah, I get my taxes done for $50 or $100, I would say in our regions, minimum is going to be in the $300 range is what I see. It's great if you're getting it cheaper. But generally speaking, on the low end, where we see kind of those averages locally. So another avenue, you know, if you're tired of doing it yourself, you don't want to see a CPA, you can sometimes file your taxes free through the IRS because they do partner with many, many companies. And if you fall into certain thresholds, you can actually get those filed free. So what they have is what they call a free file, traditional IRS free file, and that will give you free online tax prep with their partner sites. There's a cap on income, though. So in 2022, it was $72,000. So it's likely to increase for next year. So you'd be phased out and not get that free file partner offer if you did, in fact, have more income than that. But if you did have more income than the threshold, they do still have free file fillable forms, which are electronic federal tax forms, which you can fill out and file online for free. So kind of an in-between. You know, I know some people still want to do the pencil and paper route, and maybe that's worked for you. But at this point, many, many more people are doing electronically. They're seeing their refunds much quicker. So, so if you want more answers about, you know, how you can access those programs, definitely go to irs.gov and search for a free file. Obviously, you can simply purchase the tax software like many people do, you know, such as TurboTax, H&R Block, TaxSlayer, TaxAct, and you're usually going to pay between $70 and $150 for those programs to complete both your state and federal taxes. But as Eric said, sometimes we just scratch our heads when they try to make things sound so easy, and then they're not as you're going through the process. So, and as Eric also said, we are not accountants, but we do help our clients as they're trying to connect with accountants and really have people that are there to help you.
Everything's great until you hit a speed bump and then you go, oh my goodness. And that's, of course, we talk about some of the benefits of working with a professional. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com, and our telephone number 442-5637. And before we get to the Kloss quiz question of the week, what about filing taxes? Does everybody have to file, or are there people that can say, I'd rather not do it this year, and the government be like, hey, okay, that's fine, you don't have to do that?
Well, Sean, in fact, there are some people who don't have to file a return.
Really?
It's an exclusive club we didn't know we wanted to be a part of. But the IRS, they're going to look at your age, your filing status, and how much income you have to determine basically whether or not you even need to file a return. So if you didn't have any income in a particular tax year, then you probably don't have to file. Certainly check with your tax preparer to make sure. But even if you do have some income, if your income is less than the standard deduction, you also may not have to file a return. So double check with a tax preparer and see if you can get a backstage pass to that club we want to get into.
That is very, very cool. Great stuff this week, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, the number 608-442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It'll work like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2022, how much can you contribute to a 401k plan if you are over 50? Is it $20,500 or $27,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer. Win that $20 gift card to Chick-fil-A. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Malia, Eric, it is always great talking with you guys. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
See you guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. See you, Eric. A guy who had the right answer when I asked the question here, our good buddy Kevin Clark of Make Dreams Realty, joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.